Charles.
Well, here we are in, where are we? St. Leonard's. It's, you've just had a mouthful of coffee. I'm here with Darren Sanders, good friend, writer, comedian, club owner, actor, and you whinged your way onto the podcast.
Well, I had to. I can't believe you haven't asked me. How long have you put the episodes in?
No, I wrote the thing up.
But how many episodes you've done?
I wrote a thing up on, this is episode 29.
Yeah, so you're telling me you've got 29.
No, I normally just do it on my own.
Oh, okay.
It's just a whinge fest for me.
Okay.
Which has been really killing with the downloads.
Has it?
Oh, no.
I thought it would. It's a good way to get shit off your chest.
It is,
it?
Yeah. When you got
but whether people want to hear it.
You got to make it funny, though. What I've been treating it as open mic. I just have like ideas written down, then I just start riffing on it, and then I edit it down to what I think's funny, and it's you get a few.
That is like open mic.
Yeah, it is. Without the pressure.
Yeah,
and driving somewhere and having to hang out with other humans. But he's Darren Sanders, mainly a comedian. Do you? I normally open the show with a big word. Have you got a big word?
Oh, the big word one. No, because I had to look up big words.
Look it up now, because you've got your laptop.
Well, I had to look up big words, and I thought there's some. They don't seem that big. They're just
hard
to get your sort of tongue around.
No. They just have to be words that we can utilise or use within a conversation.
Equanimity. How's that one?
Equanimity. I think I've done it before. But
have you?
Throw it in there. What does it mean?
The quality of being calm and even tempered. So I doubt you'd have
that
in there already.
That's the worst one. Yeah. Can you put it in a sentence?
Mick, today you seem very, I don't know, I'd have to do an adjustment on it.
Equanimized.
Yeah. Equanimity. Equanimitied.
How do you spell it?
EQUANIMITY. Equanimity.
Equanimity. This is the big word of the week. Let's get into the podcast. Yeah, you were just saying I should be doing a late night radio. But
you should.
I can't think fast enough like I used to.
But you don't have to, have you? I don't even know if late night radio still exists. They play a lot. You know, when AM stations are good, I like listening to some of the freaks that ring up. You know, if you're driving late at night.
Yeah.
And you hear the person hosting the show and they're just waffling anyway. They're not going fast. They're like biding their time. And
I do listen to...
till 6 a.m.
If I have a late night gig and I'm driving home, I don't listen to music. I listen to 2GB, whoever's on.
Right.
Whatever racist remark there.
What do they do? Are they talking sport all the time? No.
No, they don't. No, because some late night is Steve Price, who's in the jungle at the moment.
He's out now.
Oh, he's out?
Yeah.
All right. But it has been Miranda Devine lately, so that is fucking wonderful listening.
That's got to be the way to go. You just got to be controversial. I'm sure they've got some sort of talent, but you seem to get further and get noticed if you do something that people arc up about.
Mm.
And then they assume that that's what people want. So they book them or put them on air, and then people listen just for the shock value.
Yeah.
And they're not the smartest people listening because there's no entertainment in that.
I actually go on to Twitter to be outraged.
Yeah.
That's my favourite thing.
Right.
I think, is it the age? Because he's younger than me. I think I just go on,
Twitter.
I just read stuff.
Yeah.
No, just the news. I watch it, I read a news story, and then you can swipe left and then you see people's comments, and then I'll just go and look at their Twitter account and just read how much of an arsehole they are.
Yeah.
And then I feel better about myself.
Well, I think you're living in your own head on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's my question to you.
And they put in those big words that you got to grab somebody's attention, like, you know, the best ever or the worst ever, or you're going to be shocked. And you go, why? Well, don't tell me how I'm going to be feeling. Just relay the story, then I'll tell you if I'm shocked or amazed or...
No, I just like to be outraged.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Because we live in this... With the social media world, whatever you like, that's what you get bombarded with from Google. I think that's how it works.
Well, the algorithms,
isn't it?
Did you see the thing this morning? Somebody was doing a BBC interview and the guy's kids walked in.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, but now every news person's picking that up. Everyone's picking up that they're all claiming it as their own. Like, look what we've got. You know, it's just a kid walking in on a.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I know. But as funny as the mother or the housekeeper.
You reckon it was the housekeeper?
I'm not sure if it was the housekeeper. It's not a racist thing. I'm just saying it could have been a housekeeper. I'm not sure.
Is anyone outraged yet that he pushed the daughter away?
Oh, no.
Is anyone?
Probably.
I'm waiting
somebody,
for that.
Yeah, somebody will go that path just to be like, oh, and I've got to arc up about this. And
the dark side of the funny video.
Yeah.
He pushes the daughter, and we've all done that. Get out, just don't do that. Mm. But on video, you're like, oh. The lefties are going to go fucking nuts for this shit.
Well, that's how the TV's come. Used to go to a studio. Now, look, everyone's just doing it from home.
Yeah.
Ah, like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just staring out into the abyss of St. Leonard's.
Well, you've got the train tracks. It's always 8 carriages to every train on the North Shore line.
Is that what you do?
You can go train carriages. Spotting. Yeah, actually, it's not bad out here because you can go plane spotting and train spotting on the balcony.
It's quite nice. Is it noisy?
Yeah. When I first moved here, it didn't seem as noisy, but now I think it's getting on my tits.
Wasn't this the apartment you didn't want?
No.
Remember you were looking at them? I think there was one that had the grinding of the
tongue. Oh, no. That was at Waverton. Yeah, that was on a bend. On a train bend. Great view, straight up the Sydney Harbour, but every time a train, a certain age train would be on that bend, it'd just scrape, and it wasn't double glazed windows or any of that stuff. So.
Is this double glazed?
Yeah, these ones here facing the track, but the ones on the side aren't. So you still
well, that's
come
clever,
through.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the whole thing should be, but, you know, double windowed or whatever they're called. Yeah, two doors to every. Yeah, but you get that. It's a bit like.
You got two doors, I see.
It's a bit like, you know, it's romantic if you're in Chicago, I think, and Blues Brothers and the train rattles past the kitchen window.
No one's
like,
no one's writing love songs about St. Leonard's or Our Time, are they?
No. Paul Kelly probably could.
He could. He could.
Stick it in somewhere, wouldn't he? I mean, he sung a song about Adelaide.
Did he?
Yeah. What called one? Adelaide.
All right. I remember that one.
Adelaide. Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, yeah. One of his phases. I think probably when he lived there.
Hmm.
He's an interesting story. You should get him on your podcast.
Yeah, well, as I build, I'm not that person that can just ring someone up or send a message. You're good at that shit. You just start talking to people.
Well, you just try and get it out there, don't
you? You've got good front. I haven't got good front. Because in my head, I'm like, what do I say? What do I say? What do I say? And then I talk to him. And I remember at a time, me and Chris Franklin, we snuck into the Melbourne Storm's post grand final loss. Their party.
Yeah.
And they got us in. A bloke called Robbo, he got us in. And Bellamy, who'd seen my stand-up, was a fan, and Craig Bellamy, the coach, and he came over and he goes, they come and they go, hey, Mick. And I was blind drunk, and I just went, I just wanted to go, yeah, mate, it must be tough being a coach. And all it come out was, yeah, the fucking licking, fucking no good, fucking, yeah. And he just looked at me like I was the biggest fuckwit. And he just shook his head and went, and just walked off.
And it's when you meet your heroes, and you are his hero. So you can be people's hero. You know, when you talk about meeting people and be disappointed, he probably did. He just knew you from gigs and seen you on either the footy show or corporate functions. I thought, what a great guy. Then I hope one day I get to meet him. And then you walk, and he goes up to you and, oh man, I don't know what to say to Mick. I've never met him before, but I've seen his work, and this is going to be. Oh, I hope I'm not disappointed.
He even put his arm around me, like that's a friendly thing to do for a man on another man that doesn't really know each other. And then the whole night was fucked because of that.
Yeah.
I was just depressed. I was like, "Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
How do you get by in life, Meredith?
Got to keep your mouth shut."
Should have went tough loss.
Yeah, do the cliches. Bring out the cliches. Gosh. Ah, there's always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
Yeah.
Back to the grindstone, eh?
Yeah.
Belly ache.
Yeah, back there. Oh, well, learn from your mistakes.
Have you ever done one, though, where you meet someone and you just don't know what to say? What would you say if you met Springsteen? Because you're the number one Springsteen fan.
No, I'm not. I've met so
the
many over
one.
The last...
You're nothing.
Last year, yeah. I thought, you know, I enjoy it, but I think, you know, I'm a passionate supporter. But then you meet some people and think, holy crap, you are No, you're way worse.
Way worse? Yeah. No, well, you're a good place in your fandom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm happy where we are. I'm happy with my relationship with Bruce.
What would you say to Bruce if you just had that opportunity?
I'd just go, thanks for being an inspirational part of my life in some respects through your music.
And he'd go,
he'd be like, oh, yeah, fucking heard that before.
I love your movies, George Clooney.
Yeah. I think well, that movie Springsteen and Me came out a few years ago, and I thought I should have just sent something in there because they just use clips from all over the world.
Oh, right.
And I just think, you know, he's a guy that I look at all the different albums and you can play him in different moods. You know, if you're on a road trip, you can put on something like, you know, Devils and Dust or, you know, Ghost of Tom Joad, all that. Too many, I think.
Too many.
Actually, you know what?
Is there some recent ones in there?
They're different phases of his life, I think. When he sort of dumped the E Street Band for a while there, and you know, he just made a whole album himself,
right?
At home, did all the instruments, did all that, and then other ones he just used guitar and instrument. Then he went off and did the whole Irish Tiddly Tiddly Tie, Sessions.
Is that the correct term? The Tiddly Tiddly Tie.
Yeah, the Tiddly Tie. Yeah,
Tiddly Tiddly Tie.
Not even Irish, but he just had that twist to it, you know. And then he used different musos for that. I just think there's you know, different emotions that come out in music.
Yeah.
And I think he's quite varied. I've yet to see Adele live.
Oh, well, Kathy went last night. She said it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'd only know three songs.
She only knew a few songs. She said it was pretty fantastic.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Oils, though.
Oh, right, you got tickets?
Yeah, I finally did. It's hard to get tickets online now, isn't it? Because I remember like somebody posted the other day, like... the last time I saw the Oils, and I think I did too, it was that 20,000-watt tour from the...
Was it the RSL clubs?
Well, I saw them at Salinas, I think it was.
I remember seeing them at Bankstown Sports, and I was standing on a table.
Yeah.
But man, that was like, it would have been 1983.
Oh, you get lynched.
No one gave
a
shit. No one gave a shit. I don't think there was even a security guard there. I don't think they were even heard of, were they?
Coogee Bay or Coogee, whatever you want to say there. I saw a lot of bands there.
It's definitely not Coogee.
Yeah.
You weirdo? Is that a weird Adelaide accent? It's Coogee.
Yeah, I know.
You fuck knuckle.
C-A-D-G-I-E.
You sounded like Peter Garrett then, saying
C-A. Oh, sorry. I think not all of the other band that I've seen more, or, you know, as many times as Springsteen. But back at Adelaide Memorial Drive, I think I took my dad to the Diesel and Dust tour because my dad was a drummer, so...
Right, yeah. Robert is that one of the greats.
Yeah, and then Coogee Bay was at 20. And actually, Coogee, there are a lot of bands living back there. What was it, mid-90s? Foo Fighters, they played there.
A lot of overseas listeners. Coogee is a very popular beach, eastern suburbs of Sydney. Lots of backpackers end up there.
Mm.
Very expensive to live there. But
Gurus, I saw there.
Yeah, well, that pub.
Hunters.
Pub. Yeah, I've seen some fantastic. I remember seeing the Pogues there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fucking fantastic. And I was having a piss in the toilet, and all these Irish guys started talking in their lingo.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, mate, I don't know what you're talking about. And he went, I said, not Irish. And he went, you're the only cunt that isn't here. And then we put our cocks back inside our pants and we laughed. And I think I slept on the beach that night. How many times have you slept on the beach at Coogee Bay or Coogee Beach?
No, I lived up the road. When I was there, I lived up the road. So
well, I lived in
Western
Sydney.
I wouldn't have to. Yeah.
I slept on many times. Yeah. Bondi Beach, the old Astra Hotel that used to be heavy metal Friday nights.
Like drop a backpacker, aren't you?
Drop acid.
Yeah.
And there would be like one girl that liked heavy metal in the 80s, so everyone would be, hello.
How many a chick's digging heavy metal? Now?
It's probably about 60-40 now, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you go to a gig.
Is it a goth thing, though? Is it or not? Are these people in dark places?
No. I went to see.
Is it all an image thing, heavy metal? It's like the guys that do heavy metal.
Well, the guys that go too far into it.
And play, you know, because I know your mates with some who into the heavy stuff. But they don't seem like that outside of that band persona, you know. They've got all the image there. But
yeah, there's some that are.
And,
there's some that are always in it, though.
Are they?
Yeah. But if you're talking about Stu Marshall, he's just a husband.
Yeah.
works for the government, wears a suit and tie.
Yeah.
But I know blokes that I grew up with that I don't have much to do with anymore. They bag me out because I don't live the lifestyle anymore.
Oh, really?
They bagged me out because I was on a footy show gig and they went, "You got any 80s parodies?" I went, "Oh, you got heaps." And I wore a Motley Crue t-shirt on there and they bagged me out, went, "Oh, he's not metal anymore. What's he fucking wearing that for? What's he trying to be metal again?" I'm like, "Why don't you grow up, you dumb cunts?"
Yeah, fair enough. You got to through. If you can go through different phases of your life, I think, and I think everybody changes at least every 10 years.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to get to an age where, you know, you can change and then realise that you have changed and other people change, you know, becomes a lot. I think your life becomes a bit better.
Well, I think as I can only speak from the man side, but I've probably noticed in women, you get to a certain what you like to wear, an attire, like what you like to wear all the time, and then you just wear it all the time. Hmm. You probably wore that, what you're wearing now. That was a similar dress code.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, but heavy metal guys are just getting around.
I've learned to dress the way Scientologists dress.
So they don't talk to you. And they give you the handshake as you walk past.
I look like Tom Cruise and Travolta. You know what? Black. Just wear black.
Just wear black.
Makes it easier.
Yeah,
you don't have to wake up in the morning, decide what you're going to wear. You just go, you know what? I just black t-shirt and jeans or shorts. Yeah, that'll do.
I like black.
And then every photo you have doesn't date. That's the other thing. You look at photos of those guys. Look at photos of those guys. They look the same over the last 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know about Travolta's face.
Oh, yeah. No, it's changed a bit, hasn't it?
Looks like a porcelain doll. Sure, one of them fucking...
he's an odd-looking thing, isn't he? Why do you get to that point?
I don't know. Because he lives in that world.
Yeah.
No one's... we live in this world where if I turned up looking like that, you'd go, "What the fuck you done to your head?" Yeah. Whereas he pays people to do things for him, they go, "Looking good today."
I've seen a lot more women out now with the fat lips and
the eyebrows.
Look, what's wrong with them?
The eyebrows. Yeah, my daughter does the eyebrows. Yeah. She always looks shocked.
Yeah.
I go, "Hey, darling, how you going?" "No, it's just me, your dad. Don't look shocked. I am your father. I know. It's hard to believe."
You can change your mood. You can change your mood depending on how you put your eyebrows on. But yeah, I don't. The fat lip thing, I don't get that.
It's a very Kardashian thing. They all look the same.
But why wouldn't, like I said, we would tell each other, "No, you're looking like a dick. What are you doing?" The women mustn't have their friends go, "Oh, Betty,
but they all look the same.
That looks dreadful."
But you know, like back in the 80s when everyone had a mullet, everyone looks back on that and just pisses themselves laughing.
Yeah.
Imagine what they're going to look at that. Like a lot of people say the hipster beard, they're going to laugh at that. I'm like, I actually like a beard.
You cut yours down.
That was an accident.
Oh.
Fuck. I get highly strung.
Yeah. Well, you get bored. Did you do it on a ship, though?
No, I did it at home because I was going on a ship because it gets a bit, I don't like taking the razors and shavers on the ship.
Right.
And I just trim it down to a 3, but it was on 1.
Yeah.
And I just went, "Oh, that's your face."
What were you shaving on 1? You obviously used it for 1 for something.
The inside of the beard.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't have to shave then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean the inside?
Well, my beard goes right up to my cheeks.
The top of your beard. Yeah. Right, okay, right.
Beard talk here with Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.
Yeah.
You've had a beard.
Yeah, but...
Do you look back at those days and think, "What the fuck was I doing?" Because it wasn't that long ago.
I look back at last year and think, yeah. No, I didn't mind it, but... it fucking aged me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't, as everybody else thought it. I just went, "Well, hang on." Because I think you see differently from your
from
side.
Your eyes.
From your eyes.
Isn't that amazing?
How good does this look? And
this
then you turn
great.
Around people. Then you look at photos. And it's funny when you look at videos too. If you look at your stand-up or stuff you're doing, you're thinking you're doing these big mannerisms on stage and that they're too big and you've got to bring them in. Then you look at a video and you go, "Oh, that wasn't big enough. I needed to really accentuate that or you know, stress the point on it." But, it was all right. I don't know why I did it. I think because I'm working on a script and one of the last scenes, I meant to have a beard, so I thought, I wonder if I could pull it off.
It looks all right.
So
it was very white, though. See, I don't like a white beard. That's why I used to dye mine. And then I thought, what am I dyeing my beard for?
Yeah.
To look younger. Because I like a beard. If I had a brown beard, I'd never shave.
Hmm.
And then I go, oh, no, it'll be all right.
But I couldn't do one of those long hipster ones.
I like them.
Too much effort.
I'd love to just zone out and just have this gigantic CZ. Just put it on,
go
see
a makeup artist. Go get a makeup artist and just stick one on.
No, it's not the same. It's nowhere near the same. That's the stupidest statement you've ever said.
We just do it for a day then. And then go, people treat you. I know people treated me different when I had a beard.
Really?
Yeah.
They treated you, do you want to sit down? Like on the
bus? Yeah.
Do you want to sit down here?
Yeah. No, it was more like, this guy knows stuff.
Really?
He looks like he knows stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you finally
when I had a beard, I became all like, like that guy that Stella, who's that guy who always...
Oh, that guy,
the beard who just always...
The beard, yeah.
And they all those memes about him.
The memes, yes. Yeah. When I had...
And if you had a beard, you'd nod to other bearded people.
Oh, yeah.
It was like when you had a motorbike and you'd ride on a bike, you'd pass another motorbike rider and you nod. Look at us. Beard was the same.
But I don't nod at other bald guys.
Do you?
There you go.
But what if he... Beard. So what if he's bald with a beard?
Well, I don't know what he's nodding at then. Could be
nodding at... Well, it'd be nodding at your beard.
Or he could be nodding at the bald head, or he could be nodding at both things. Then it just becomes confusing to walk down the street. Then I just have agoraphobia and stay in my fucking house and don't go out.
Jesus. You got issues.
No, I have got issues. Yeah. And this is what this mind meet's all about. Issues.
Well, I thought it was good listening to some of your earlier stuff because you, and I thought it was a very good diary for your kids to listen to later on.
They wouldn't listen to anything.
No, but later on when you're dead and gone. Because that's what I'm sort of collating.
Lighting up the moment.
Well, I'm getting my stuff together.
Why didn't you use that word, collating?
Well, because I don't know it.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's not on the list. But I'm getting all my stuff together so one day when I know I'm gone that my kids can just go, oh, there's Dad's stuff. Let me have a look at it.
Well, it's a good thing because I haven't got anything of it. All I've got of my dad, which is still alive, but all I've got of his is old sporting photos and trophies.
Yeah.
Because he was very good at sport. And then I just go, you're good at sport.
Yeah.
And he tells me stories now, but.
So that's why. I think this is a very good record to have, a time capsule type thing for your kids to
I'm excited about the future, are you?
Yeah. Well, you've got to be. If you've got one, I think, you have moments again in your life where things happen to you and people around you and you think, well, I should just be lucky, you know, I'm here.
Because I get moments where I just think the species doomed. We don't get along.
No, well...
The whole racism thing, we're all got underlying bits of racism in us.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Depends where you go. I think it's peopleism.
Yeah.
People are assholes.
Groups of people.
You know, and then some you just go, well, why are you bothering all this? Can't you just chill out? What's making you so angry or so determined or so aggressive that you have to go out and actually do this?
Where you can't
just sit back and go, mate, just chill. Right. Just it's chill. Right. Put the telly on, watch a movie.
Some people
have a wank, do fucking something.
That is a good point. Like, I don't know if it's like for women, but if I'm angry and I have a wank, I'm fucking all right after that.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, and then I go, oh, geez, I just wasted all that time. You could have just watched that movie there instead of scrolling through 18 movies to find the best shot and go, hey, that's the one I want. I've just opened up too much there, haven't I?
You did. You should watch World Movies now on Foxtel. You got Foxtel, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've seen all the World Movies?
Is it all pornographic?
It's all porn.
Oh, right.
Full on blowjobs and penetration and, yeah.
Penetration?
Yeah, you see it all.
Is that right?
Yeah, money shots and it's quite interesting though because, you know, it reminded me of porn when porn had stories.
Yeah, remember where those
now
days?
You know these all these 10-minute clips and that whatever.
Remember the case of the smiling stiffs? You remember that one?
No,
hey, you remember that?
Was that a cartoon?
No, that was a classic porno.
Was it?
Dick? Was it Dick Silverman? He was a detective, isn't it? Maybe I'm confusing it with another classic.
What was the What was the cartoon one that was around years ago?
Oh, that was, wasn't it Fritz the Cat?
Fritz, yeah, and his nine lives. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
I remember couldn't get a hold of it.
My mate and I, we had to, because that was a big thing. I remember my folks coming back from a holiday in Hong Kong and they bought a VHS player.
Mm.
Oh, boy, the world changed.
You didn't go Betacord first?
No, they're just VHS. But I remember then going down to the video store with my mate. We said, well, we better go and hire a stick film, as they were called, weren't they?
Stick film, yeah.
Yeah, and then so we sort of, you know.
A blue movie.
We're 18 because you had to be, yeah. Blue, what was it? Oh, some good titles back then. I'm having flashbacks. But so we've gone down to hire a couple of movies. You know, I've gone up to the counter and, you know, you're a bit sheepish because, you know, they're those films. So I've put two on the counter. To take that one? Yeah.
I'll have a packet of chips as well.
No, I put the two down. The guy goes, what sort of machine you got, mate? I've gone, well, VHS, why? He goes, well, you've got one beta and one VHS.
Oh, man.
Okay. Embarrassing. Okay, don't take that one. We'll just have that one. Yeah. That one obviously didn't go on to better things, but I can't remember what the movie was. But it's not a comfortable thing. You don't really want to watch porn with your mate.
No.
You know, it's not. But it was just as a curiosity thing, because back then, of course, we didn't have the internet.
I remember, because you probably lived with your mates when you were younger.
No, I lived at home till I was 21, then I left home and backpacked around the world. Then
I lived with Brezzo and Wayno at Yaguna up the street from my mum's house.
Yeah.
And, we had a mate called Vic Guida, and he was Italian, and he used to get blue movies, like filthy ones, weird ones, ones with pooing in it.
Oh, right.
But he got this one thing, and we're all sitting on the – we're all pissed. It was a Friday afternoon. We'd all get pizza and get on the piss, and then we go, oh, Vic's got a new movie. And we'll put it in. It's like, oh, it's a good movie. Yeah. It was like a few blokes and one girl, and I'm like, oh, yeah, whoa, geez, oh, crikey, hello, look at that there. And then we're just staring at it, and then all of a sudden one of the blokes started sucking off one of the blokes, and we're like, hey!
Oh, on the video. All right, I thought you meant
in the room. Not Wayno and Brezzo. No, on the movie. And at that age, we were like, oh, my God. We couldn't get to the – we're all fighting for the remote to try to turn it off because we all thought we were gay. If we watch it, we'll become gay. And they both are. Yeah. So, no, they're not. But, yeah, that was back in the day.
My brother worked for one of his first jobs was a news agency company, big one, distributor. So he used to be able to – you know, get some magazines.
Magazines.
Yeah. Remember in National Lampoon's Vacation when he goes, hey, the kid gives the other kid, here's some magazines you can use. And he's like, how do you use a magazine?
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the.
Well, I didn't know how to go down the path.
This is the pause
down.
In the podcast. Yeah. I just reckon we're a bit doomed at the moment. Because everyone can say whatever they want on social media. Yeah. All that stuff that was in their head, now it's just – and just the
– which is going to take you back to why I'm on here now is because I wrote something on your page that just went – because I was just a bit offended. I thought, you haven't asked me. And then you're putting out a big word to everybody. Yeah. I thought, we've done enough stuff now. Surely you can just go, do you want to be on it?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, should've. Let's just fucking ask everyone.
Yeah.
And then now that list that you've got, how many people are going to be on?
You're the second, so you should be happy. Yeah. Kennedy was the first. You're the second. Yeah. And then everything drops off after that. Steve Philp won't be on it because Steve Philp says, if you know Steve Philp, he's a comedian from Sydney. He says, there's too many fucking comedians interviewing comedians.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
I don't know how to get it. Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, why is that something that is a problem?
Mm.
Don't listen to it then.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't, so,
yeah.
So he's fine.
But he just wants to comment on it. I love you, Steve.
Yeah. We're gigging tonight.
Oh, right, where at? Oh, you in that?
Up at Gosford, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sold out, so that's a good thing.
How many, was it, old four people?
No, 192, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah. Where's that at? If you could.
At the entertainment
grounds.
This
is not on until next Thursday.
Oh, that's right. No, it's at the end. Well, you're on the next one in April. The entertainment grounds in Gosford.
Right.
And theentertainmentgrounds.com.au, I think it is. Or just go to sydneycomedyclub.com.au.
How did you get that gig?
They rang me because of our website, Sydney Comedy Club website.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
they were
great.
Looking around.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they were looking around at doing something different up there.
Mm.
The guy's Irish, I believe, and he just remembers the good old days of comedy in Ireland and the UK, and wanted to do something up there and give people up there something regular. So hopefully it's a monthly thing. You're on April the 29th.
What's the room like?
Tommy Dean. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Right. Haven't seen it yet.
It's a bit, yeah, no, we went up there. But it's a bit more of a function room, but we're going to decorate it and light it and PA it.
Oh, that's what you want the lights for.
Backdrop it and all that, yeah. But they've got everything set up there, which is good. So lighting rail, which you don't usually get when you rock up to a gig.
That's
and they just
good.
Go, can you just stick your light somewhere? And you go, where? But no, they've got a
lighting rail.
And it's and it plugs into the rail, Jesus. And then you turn it on the – it's professional.
That's old school, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the old, too, that they – they have their in-house PA, yet I said, no, look, I'll bring one up anyway so we can plug, you know. When you do it, don't forget to, if you've got a DI, don't forget to take one up.
Oh, really?
Do you have one?
I've got one in that bag. That's the bag that sits in my car. It's got all my podcast equipment and the DI.
Okay, that's what you need, DI and a plug that goes from there into the PA.
I was sitting at home last night, getting off track here, watching the footy. It was a night off, didn't have a gig.
Yeah.
The girlfriend was at Adele, and I thought, this is great. When did I get to that stage? Do you rather go out than stay at home, or?
Depends. Like a Friday, I can go out any night. Unfortunately, in Sydney, there's nothing to do on any night. Sydney's a, you know.
Why is that?
Shit, isn't it? Like, you can't go.
You go to New York, and you're yeah, just filled yeah. with. Oh,
options, and let's go watch live music or yeah. a band or a comedian or
yeah.
or something. But here, it only seems to be a Friday or Saturday night yeah. thing. Like, you know, I used to enjoy the Sunday afternoon sessions, drinking in the,
yeah.
in the you know, beautiful weather.
Mick Morland's down south.
Big,
do you ever go there?
No.
It's a great pub.
Right. How far down
San
south?
Susie.
All right. No. I thought you meant south. No, well, that's our thing, I guess. Drink driving's.
Well,
and you can't get around Sydney.
Did, we just did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whose turn is it to risk it?
It was 0.08 too, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think we're pretty much over that, though.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Not much of a difference, is there? But it's hard to get around, I think. Now wherever it's Sydney's so spread out too. That's why, I mean, New York's built up. So yeah. you can just go downstairs.
Yeah, a couple of blocks yeah. and you can see 27 different things, have 27 yeah. different meals.
Yeah. Here we've got Chinatown. You've got to go to Chinatown and Leichhardt if you want to. But even then, they shut early. So it's not like you can't go and have a midnight meal somewhere.
They must be making money then.
No. I don't think they are. Maybe it's good business sense. But unfortunately, then it makes everybody sit at home.
Mm.
So what do you rather sit at home then?
No, I was just thinking, when did I get to this stage where this is enjoyable to me?
I enjoy coming home after I've been away and
yeah,
then go, right,
home, yeah.
right I just want to sit home now, sit on the couch, have a wine, watch a movie or do just chill out. I'm right into Supergirl at the moment. Have you watched Supergirl?
Supergirl? Yeah,
it's awesome.
Why is it?
It is the best series.
Why is it the best series?
It's a 40-minute episode.
It looks cheesy as shit.
It's great. Watch it.
Really?
There's lesbian action in it too.
Really?
Yeah. Supergirl's sister's turned into a lesbian. She's outed this season. All of a sudden, there's full-on kissing. The other guy, he's dating an alien with a weird forehead.
Wow.
It's just 40 minutes of fluff I can sit there and just washes over me. But after I've been away.
Supergirl.
Yeah, then you can catch up on it. Yeah, get onto it, man. They got all the anytime thing on Foxtel. You can watch it anytime, can't you? Have you got that sort of Foxtel? I got the internet connection of Foxtel, so because I'm renting here and we can't put in cables through the walls and stuff, so. No, it's a great series.
All right, I'll have to get into that now. But
yeah.
you've given me a few
bad
things to do in the past. But
this was all right. Watch it. Give it a go. There are only 40 minutes.
What about The Flash?
He came on as a guest.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. They crossed over.
He came on her.
No. She goes out with some other weird superhero from Dvorkin or some other place. I don't really pay attention. It just washes over.
Oh, right. Yeah, is that right?
But that's why when I come home, I think, you know what? You know, I did do Game of Thrones here, and you catch up on those when that was on, but then still I have no idea what the hell went on it. I watch it.
Yeah.
And then if you ask me,
you watch
a question straight after, I'd be like, fucking no idea.
You got to watch it again, and then you go, oh, they're brothers. That's it, brother and sister. All right, that's his uncle. Oh, okay, I get it now. Right.
Very Shakespearean, modern day Shakespeare, but no, for fluff, Supergirl, man. Way to go.
Supergirl.
Yeah. I think because, actually, this is what would have got me into it. Last year I took... My girlfriend and I took the kids to America, and the first
you're doing
day
well.
There, because I'm still,
paying it off.
I paid it off, but the account dipped, and I haven't been able to get it back. But the first tour we did was at Warner Brothers. We landed at some stupid time in the morning. We said, "Yeah, we'll be right. We'll just go do a tour. You know, get in the hire car, drive to Burbank, easy." I lived there 25 years ago. The traffic seems to be a lot worse now.
Oh, right. It's amazing how that changes over the years.
But yeah, just I can't remember it being this bad because I used to go to do jobs and stuff and drive around. I think I'm sure I didn't leave 3 hours before I had to be there. But we went through the set of Supergirl
at
Warner Brothers. So then I was sort of and then I saw it was on, I'll watch it and see if we recognise it. I said, and then I just thought, I'll just keep watching it. So that's what happens.
Supergirl. You get that, when's the last good movie you've seen?
Actually, it was on a ship. Penguins of Madagascar.
What? What's wrong with you, Supergirl? You're Benjamin Button. You're going backwards, aren't you?
No, it was clever and funny. Like some of the other ones that came out recently, you know, Sing and those animated ones. They didn't seem very clever.
Yeah, Zootopia wasn't that great. There was messages in there, but it's like, oh,
no. Watch Penguins of Madagascar. Oh, really? It's hilarious. Like the main penguin, he got the best lines.
Oh, right.
They're fantastic. You know, it's just
what's his accent?
Yeah, he sounds a bit like Phil Hartman. You know. Okay, penguins, line up, you know.
Doesn't sound like a Madagascan accent.
No. He's very funny. In the last one, I just thought it was funny because they used a lot of actors' names in there, hidden names in there. Like, you know, Elijah, would you get that? So, you know, you're thinking, Elijah would, you know. Hey, Charlize, they're on the couch over there. Nice. You know, things like that. So,
nice.
It was funny and stupid, but it was also in 3D, and I was on a ship with amazing, the best 3D I've ever seen and heard. I was on a Royal Caribbean ship. But
look at you with your good ships.
Oh, God, don't get one.
I went and seen Logan the other night with his son.
Yeah, was that all right? I don't think I've seen the...
you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of... faded out and
he's turned into Mel Gibson.
Is he?
What was the last Gibson film? Not the one he directed, the one he was in. Maybe Father's Day or something, father thing. And
I haven't seen a Mel Gibson since the incident.
It was all right. It was a basic story where his daughter, you know, he's an ex-con and his daughter's in trouble.
I live with a Jewish woman. So. I don't think she'd like it if I went and watched one of his movies.
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh,
you move on. You've got one life. One life. Move on.
Oh, that's your latest thing now. One life. Move one on. Life.
That's it, man. What are you
going
to do?
That's what I had a crack at you about going all the Springsteen. One life, man.
That's right.
One life, man.
What am I going to do with the money, hey?
No, I thought it was pretty good, Logan.
Yeah.
Not a bad movie. You don't need to see the other ones. Yeah. It's just a faded superhero.
Right.
Looking after another old faded superhero and another young superhero. Yeah.
He's going to carry the torch.
A bit fucked up.
Right.
Well, you don't know.
Is it his daughter? Son? Daughter? Huh? Daughter or son? What's he got?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but it turns out it's his daughter.
All right. Well, I thought it was anyway, because the promo pictures had knives coming out of her hand.
Yeah, well, he denies it.
Well, that's just stupid, isn't it?
It's only from his DNA, though. Like, he didn't have sex with a chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a waste of time. What's a...
I don't think he's even had sex, has he? Logan?
Don't know.
Wolverine? That was good, though. He was a pretty good actor in it.
Yeah.
I thought he was...
He'd have to do a doggy style, wouldn't he?
Why is that? He hasn't got like a...
He's a wolf.
Oh, no, he's a Wolverine.
Oh. Fuck, I don't know. I can't follow those superheroes. You know, when the Avengers and all that, I don't know what's going on there either.
I watched that last night, actually. Civil War after the footy.
Yeah.
It's not bad, because my daughter raved about it, so it was great.
Yeah. I think I saw one of them with my kids in the theater. I can't remember the headache. Just the explosions that just went time. I just went, I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy. I like that sort
funny.
Of stuff.
It's funny. Good lines.
Witty and, you know.
Deadpool. I like Deadpool. It was funny.
It was all right.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I liked it.
I gave it a 10.
Yeah.
It was 10 out of 10. It's in my top five.
Yeah.
What's your number one movie?
The one that stuck with me for a long time would be Gallipoli.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good soundtrack, movie. Wasn't it? Good soundtrack.
Beep, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Not sure. Peter Weir directed it. Hmm. I think because when I was a kid, I auditioned for it in Adelaide, but I didn't get the part.
Spewing.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit spewing, but I think I told people at school I did. Didn't want to handle that rejection back then. But, that had an impact on me, you think, that film. And Goodfellas.
Goodfellas? I haven't watched that in a long time. What if that's aged?
No, I doubt it. That'd be right. That'd still hold up, wouldn't it? Because I remember seeing it in London, and I didn't know what it was about. I was bored one day walking around. I thought, well, I'll go to a movie. Went to that one, and of course, that scene where he's, you know, you think I'm a clown, you think I'm funny, and then you think he's going to stab him in the face. The tension there was like the first time seeing that was an impact. To go, wow, that was good. You know, it's like, phew. But yeah.
Well, I think that song what we were thinking of then was Oxygen.
Yeah, Jean-Paul
Jarre. Jean-Michel Jarre. Oh, yeah, Jean-Michel. What did you say it then if you thought
No, I thought you said
it.
Who directed. You said who wrote it. I didn't know the song. I thought you meant who wrote the film.
Fuck me.
You said who wrote it. We're talking about Gallipoli.
This is why I don't get invited on the podcast.
We're talking about Gallipoli.
Argumentative.
Not who wrote the music, yeah. But I've never heard that song anywhere else.
Let's put it on now. Might close the podcast with it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my favourite film is Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Love
Why?
It. Why? I don't know.
You're going to like the next one? Ryan Gosling's in that.
Dark
one,
and gritty. It was the first thing I'd ever seen that was just, it was so stark and miserable. It was a good setup for my future life.
We should see something. Oh, you should have watched something else.
Look out. I went to a new shrink the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
What for?
Have you been to a shrink?
No.
No, not a shrink, she's a psychologist. She can't give me drugs.
Right.
Yeah, I've always gone to them.
Do you?
Just went to a new one.
Is that where you sit on a couch? Or
yeah, sit on a couch.
Oh, you do all that? And
they
put music on or anything?
No. It was a big lounge chair. It was a really comfortable lounge chair. And all the way through the whole talk, I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I wouldn't mind one of these lounge chairs.
Do you get massages?
Oh, not for a long time.
Why do you do that? Isn't that...
Huh?
Isn't that just this... would that be just as good, or do you have to get things off your chest?
Well, I don't know if I got anything out of this one. She was good, though. I'm going to go back, but...
Do you cry in them? Do they make you do that?
No, I don't think I got to that. I don't think I've ever cried in one of those.
Yeah.
I've cried on a cruise ship. What the fuck am I doing here? What,
early on or now? Recent?
Recently, yes.
Yeah.
Just like long trip.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing? Just
too long.
Anxiety.
I really don't know how some people work, some jobs where... Is that claustrophobic feel?
Yeah, but you're born to do it. It's just part of your DNA. You can just do it.
Yeah.
Like a coal miner or anything like that. It's like heights. I can't do heights.
Yeah.
I remember I quit a job when I was a painter and I think it was a 40-foot ladder and it was at its peak, pulled up.
Yeah.
And it was swinging. And I was on the painting window frames and I just got down. I went to the boss and says, I'm just going to go. This is not for me.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll give you another job. I went, no, I'm really embarrassed. I'm just going to go. Just drove home, sat at home for a week, then rang up for another job.
Paint the basement.
Oh, it was just like, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
It was just swinging.
Yeah, I don't think
it sounded like, it just felt like it was just going to snap in half.
How long ago was that, though? Like when you, early
80s. On. The oh, 80s,
right.
Yeah.
So I was all right with heights, but I think recently now I'm thinking, I can't do heights. Don't.
Could you do the bridge climb?
Oh, yeah, that'd be right.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not fine with that, but things where you go on these rides, the big drops and things where you can't see because you're facing out and your legs are dangling.
But that's the whole idea.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. My daughter loves them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I've got to go on with her, you know. So I'm shit myself when I'm up there.
I remember going on the Demon at Australia's Wonderland, and that was the greatest thing ever. The adrenaline, like I breathed in all this. I was like, oh, it's great.
It's good when you finish.
Yeah. But now I wouldn't like them. Like when I was in Vegas at the Stratosphere, they had the roller coaster on the roof that went over the edge.
Yeah.
I just looked at it and went, got issues.
Yeah.
If that's how you get off. I couldn't even walk to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. Because I said to the guy that took us there, I went, where's the fence, mate? In Australia, there'd be a fence.
Yeah.
I said, no, man, we don't have a fence here. I said, how many people fall off? He goes, a lot of people falling off.
Yeah. I couldn't skydive now. I don't think I need to do that.
No.
When you look at that celebrity show, I don't watch it. My daughter does. But you see bits and pieces and you go, oh, I don't get the point of that. You know, eating bugs and
shit like that.
You go, you know what? Surely there's a...
Has anyone watched that this year?
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody watches anything, do they? That's the thing at the moment. You look at TV and entertainment and you think, where is the entertainment really in it?
It's just real people being dickheads.
Talking about other shows. It's just a loop of fucking drivel.
I've got a lot of friends that love Gogglebox.
Yeah.
And they say they watch Gogglebox because you see the best bits of other shows.
What?
Because then people watching the shows, so they don't have to watch any shows. My sister says that.
Yeah.
You can just watch Gogglebox and they're watching some shit TV.
This is like watching commercials.
Yeah.
You go and watch the trailer for a whole bunch of films and assume you've seen the film.
But if you walk in the middle of Gogglebox when someone's watching Gogglebox and you're going, what the fuck is this shit? How are you watching this shit?
Yeah.
But people get hooked on it.
Mm.
It's just people, overweight, fat people sitting on couches in very unattractive looking pants and a horrible shot of their nether regions.
Where is the motivation to get off your ass now and go out and do things?
I have to.
Like, you've got to do it yourself. You've got to self-motivate, I guess, unless you watch that, and then that motivates you to think, fuck, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up and go out. But I remember in Australia was upbeat and positive and, you know, poor when Hawke was around.
Yeah.
That just seemed to be, I don't know if it's a sign of the times or what's going, but everybody was like, no, fuck it, we're going out. You had long lunches. You did that. You went out. You thought you could be a success around the world. And then
that might be age, though. Maybe the youth think.
And you think then back then, well, now, well, I tend to think that you think that now that, oh, look, we're going to go be go-getters and go out and do this and get that.
You know? And then you think, fuck, what did I do that for?
They're just sitting around going, oh, fuck, it'll come to me.
Yeah. Have you heard of the
I'm going to do a podcast.
The November Project?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's just, I heard it on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's these two guys that just started a training thing in New York where they're really motivated. Like, the guy is fucking great. Yeah. Like, I listened to him, I was energized. This guy was just so fucking excited about life.
Yeah.
He and his mate said, no, fitness fanatics. And he just started tweeting, says, we're starting this thing. And they went, oh, well, we call it. And they went, oh, November Project. Because it doesn't mean anything.
Right, yeah.
And he said, yeah, we'll meet here in Central Park and we'll just start training. We're at 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll see you there. And I tweeted. And he didn't even have any followers.
Yeah.
And this one woman turned up. You the November Project? They're like, yeah. And they're all like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the beginning. And now there's thousands of people that do it across North America. There's different branches.
They just turn up in a park.
And they train for 30 to 60 minutes and they don't shake hands, they hug. It's all about community, getting together.
Yeah.
And just, I'm like, fuck, that's good.
And they do exercise.
They exercise, yeah.
See, Sydney, that'd work in Sydney because Sydney people are big on fucking festivals and things like that.
Yeah,
when something's in Hyde Park like a noodle fair.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, I mean, personally, then I avoid that. But I go, why is everybody then going, oh, but we've got to go? And they've got this group mentality, and they all go and eat noodles in a park for twice as much money with nowhere to sit down.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, and you can go up the road to a fucking restaurant.
Noodle bar.
Yeah, sit there in comfort with a toilet. And
a toilet.
You know, because a restaurant would have one, not a porty potty loo thing, and you're sitting how you should sit and eat.
And you can go and wash your hands if you get a shit everywhere.
Yeah, and you just think, why? Sydney's very odd with that. They love
That's worldwide, though. That's the Western world.
Yeah.
They love a festival.
Yeah.
I went to the tomato festival the other day.
Yeah? Where was that?
Botanical Gardens.
All right. Yeah. What do they do? Just
talked about tomatoes. There's a lot of tomatoes there.
I was in Melbourne the other Sunday. There was two festivals. I just wandered around Melbourne for the day. A Greek one in the middle of the city, and then near the casino, there was a Sri Lankan one.
Right.
People everywhere. Yeah. Stalls and, you know, big stage, stages. I mean, that was great. Yeah, great just to stumble across it. But, I don't follow the herd, I don't think.
I want people to be nicer to each other. Maybe I'm just going through that old man phase. Like, oh, I remember the talk to me.
That's not an old man phase. I think there are communities out there. Like, okay, we'll go back to, and then this is what I look at now, the Springsteen concerts that I went to. You look at the age group there. You look at the Oils now selling out the age group. Okay, they haven't performed for 15 years. So I'm guessing the majority of people with those tickets have got to be, you know, maybe they saw them when they were 18 or 20. So maybe at least you're looking at 35 up for the majority of those people, or people that might be just curious or,
fucking, where are the Oils on it?
Fucking scalpers. Well, they're doing the Domain.
Oh.
Two shows at the Domain in Sydney, then at Hope Estate is another one. Then So I looked at the age group of Springer, and all these people were out going they're older, and they're like, you know, they're probably thinking, finally, something we can fucking do.
Yeah.
Because there isn't a lot of things out there for anybody 40 plus to do now, other than go to a restaurant or
watch a movie,
you know. You look at, what are you going to do? Save, go for a holiday somewhere, then you've got to get the people around that you've got to go with. But to go out to something like that, you know, which is, again, why I've started this latest comedy club, was because there's an age group out there who aren't being catered for in comedy, both from the comedian's point of view and the audience. The audience, remember, when comedy was great, you'd go out and get pissed and, you know, hear things that were funny and take that.
Take that.
Well, I'm just saying that they were structured and worked on, and there was a different rhythm to jokes, which still work, you know. And that's why this nostalgia thing is working now with these other bands, you know. It's that memory that you want to do things that you did in your youth to see if they're still like they are.
Mm.
And they are. And that's what's safe and reassuring about it. You do go and go, oh, thank God, it's not all gone to shit. You know, that band's still doing this, you know. I've still got a connection with all these people who are 40 plus.
Yep.
You know, and so you might think that everything's getting catered for younger people or a certain age group, which I guess radio, I mean, I don't listen to radio at all. I don't know who does now.
I only listen to it in the car just to fill time. I don't listen to music in the radio, though.
Yeah.
Because I think I've heard every song now.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Yeah. I don't listen to iPod music.
Mm.
I listen to podcasts. Yeah. I'd rather hear people talk and teach me about mindfulness.
Well, that's good.
And meditation.
Well, see, my girlfriend's now had a light get flickered on, and she's off today doing this Pilates course. She wants to be a guru of that and teach. And
will she be guru Robert?
Do that way. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And then
you'd be happy with that.
Well, she wants to work on my core strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But
that's what we're calling it now.
Yeah, yeah. Hardcore strength. So that you can make decisions that you want to do if you want to change your life there, mate. You know, do something different. I wish I continued learning the piano when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's so do I. I got sober many years ago, and I went to finger picking blues guitar lessons off this unbelievable guitar player.
Yeah.
And I was getting somewhere, and at the same time I was learning piano.
Mm.
I've never felt so alive.
Yeah.
I actually ran out of time trying to learn it all, though.
Right.
I was probably squeezed too much in, and that probably stopped me doing it. Plus, I got back on the piss.
Right. But isn't that's when you should be doing music on the piss, on the drugs. And
yeah, but I'm a fucking drunk. Yeah. I overdo it. I'm an overeater. I'm an overdrinker.
Yeah. Do you eat quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've got to slow down. I reckon that puts weight on if you
eat
fast.
Yeah,
and I do. I'm like, because I think, well, fuck it, let's get this over and done with.
My partner fucking bakes all the time, and I can't. If you put 12 biscuits warming on a cooling on a tray, you got to get them away. I just can't. I can't not do it.
Yeah.
I can't buy. If I go shopping, I'll always buy an eight pack of mini wagon wheels, and they'd just be gone in an hour.
Yeah,
I'm missing it. I give myself little tips like, well, you're going to go for a walk this Savo.
Yeah.
And you've got to have one with your coffee. You're going to have another. Why don't you have a cup of tea? Well, you have one with your cup of tea as well.
Right, and then I just make you healthy.
Then just self hatred.
Yeah.
You're just like, that was like a million calories. Fucking idiot.
You're self control. You can't do that.
I'm a food addict. I'm giving up. Fucking, that's what I'm saying.
Is your girl, do you think your girl then is cooking those sort of things for you?
No, she's not. She cooks it for the family.
Oh, does she?
But she cooks it because she's a cook addict.
Oh, like Hansel and Gretel. You know,
she's a cook addict. She can't stop cooking.
Yeah. fuck that. No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We should wrap things up because we've been talking for nearly an hour.
Jesus.
And time for the 11 shitty questions.
Do you trim this down at all?
No.
Do you get rid of all?
No, I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen to it again. Yeah. I would, but
most people don't do that. When if you make a podcast, you do it, then you go, fuck, there it is. You never
see a lot of the big podcasters. They have a producer, and he does it for him, or she does it for him. You know, it's like I'm not doing that. I don't want to listen to it again. I always listen to it once it's up and go, yeah, that's funny. People are like right. this.
Yeah, okay.
Like the last one I did with Kennedy, Simon yeah. Kennedy, was, mate, good. Yeah. Went off.
Yeah, I listened to that on the way home.
Lots from, of downloads.
Taking the kids.
Lots of downloads.
Taking the kids to school. I listened to that on the way home.
Right. 11 shitty questions here with Darren Sanders. Favourite meal or drink?
Favourite meal or drink is an eye fillet steak well done.
Well done. Yeah. You're in it well done.
Yeah. And they try and butterfly it and I say, no, leave it thick, with pepper sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah,
I love pepper sauce. How good's pepper sauce?
It's the best.
No one talks about pepper sauce anymore.
I always put pepper sauce.
Fuck, how good's pepper sauce?
It's the best.
I love pepper.
I don't eat mushrooms, so I'm not into mushroom sauce.
You don't eat mushrooms?
I tried Diane.
You're a weirdo.
Diane was all right.
How was Diane?
All right.
All right.
Just something different.
Favourite drink?
Drink? I don't know. It's a hard one. Because, I mean, I guess beer's been the most consistent thing. But mm-hmm. then I look at when you travelled and...
You like good wine, don't you?
Yeah. If it's nice
your
wine.
Your missus makes you...
No, we just... Well, it's weird, isn't it, the taste of wine? Like, some are good. It all looks the same, some yeah, good, some yeah, bad. Yeah, yeah. But I remember beer in Germany, when they... in Europe where they pour it and then they got all that froth and they get the spatula thing out.
Yeah,
they
I like
wipe
that.
It
yeah,
off
yeah.
and they do all that shit and they go, oh, that now looks like a beer, not yeah. just, oh, you get some flat thing in a dirty yeah. glass at a pub. So, yeah, so I think beer is probably the consistent.
Biggest influence, hero, idol, famous famous or not?
Well, I would well, for influence on career-wise, I think somebody like a Billy Connolly, who I used to watch when I was younger, and I liked that style that he had.
Yeah.
That conversational, you're talking to your mates on stage, and I think that rubs off earlier. I want to try and get that back, that feeling back.
It's good to still like comedy and what we're doing, I think.
Mm.
I think that's I'm always trying to change.
Mm.
You see some guys and girls our age, you just think you're just going through the motions there. I don't want to be that. But and sometimes I do.
Yeah. I don't want to change. I just got to come up with new stuff. I'm not going to change a style to cater for somebody.
Yeah.
And you sort of, you'd know yourself now when you do gigs, you know, we can make people laugh from 18 to 80.
Yeah.
Where some people can make people laugh from 18 to 20.
Yeah. Can you remember a best day ever?
Ooh. I don't know. I'm a very emotional person.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you? I've never noticed that. Fuck, you hide that well.
Yeah, got to. No, no.
Because you're a man.
With family stuff. No, because, you know, when anything to do with my kids, I love. It's a bit hard, of course, being divorced and having moments with them. But and you sometimes feel you're missing out on things. But then when they're with you, you've got to have quality time when I do have them. And I'll just do simple things like, you know, we'll drive up. You know, a couple of months ago, they didn't know. They always think I've got things not planned or unplanned. But, you know, we went up to the Hawkesbury. We just hired a little runabout boat thing and, you know, let them both have a steer and do all that stuff. That pleases me, doing those sort of things.
Nice.
I think finding things to do with my kids. And now that my son is texting me his basketball results every Friday night.
Oh, that's good.
That thrills
that's
me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Favourite sports team?
I would say probably the Swans.
All right.
Only because when I moved to Sydney, it was about 93. And Adelaide boy, I had Adelaide teams, but the Adelaide Crows, who my family were involved in, started when I lived overseas. I went to a couple of grand finals. That was good for them. But to go to all the Swans games and sit on the outer when there are 2,000 people there to then win a grand final, that was a good thing to go through. You know, it's good that the Bulldogs people have done that now. And now, once they've won, I sort of felt like that was accomplished.
Yeah.
I can see how people could move on then to then go that.
Oh, of course.
So I think I could move on, but, you know, I'd say, you know, and those days seem to go so quick now. You'd know with rugby league too. You mention players' names and you feel like they played yesterday.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, no, they retired 20 years
ago.
Yeah, you think,
I do
what?
Gigs with footy players and go, when did you retire? And they go, 94. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. It feels like yesterday.
And I can't – I'm really shit with maths and counting backwards. Yeah. I mean, like 2002 is a long time ago as well. Yeah. Like someone's been talking about 2002 and I'm like, that was only the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Into the 2000s, I'm like, yeah, it's just –
yeah.
Anyway. Mm. What would you be doing if you weren't doing comedy?
Directing films.
Directing films?
Yeah.
Comedy films?
No.
Drama.
No, I think...
Action.
Yeah, action would be...
Porn.
Oh,
she, fucking porn. Yeah. Go back porn to, go porn back. With dialogue.
Yeah,
there it is.
Be, yeah. Maybe we should... Maybe... I don't know. Has it
Let's
been
bring
done?
It back. Let's bring it back.
I reckon there's probably...
That's not a bad project, you know?
Yeah.
We like, can. We could. We could be fucking... Just... Be excited to go to work every day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to work. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just like to get there early.
I'm up early anyway.
I want to get things set up.
That's not big. Does it happen? Like, I don't know. How do people make money from porn now anyway with the internet? You know, like the old days, you'd have the films or the movie theatres, but now everything just seems to be like one click away and it's there. So unless it was a downloadable thing in another, maybe we need to possible campaign it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And
let's
then just do an Australian porno it. And then, yeah.
Favourite article of clothing?
Oh.
Is it something you put on every day and you think, fuck, I love this. This is good.
No.
Is it a good hat?
No, I change.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
No, it's a T-shirt, man. A looser T-shirt to sit around the houses.
Yeah.
But I've learnt that many years ago my ex-wife dressed me wrong. She used to put on clothes that were too big. I blame her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people say, oh, yeah, it's one size. It's too big. You look,
did your ex-wife buy you clothes?
No, not really.
I've never had a woman that bought me clothes. No. You wear this.
Yeah, usually.
Okay, I think sometimes gives me clothes and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I look at some of the old stand-up. When people were smoking, I've got video of people smoking at the Comedy Store in the front row and I'm on stage with white jeans. Yeah.
Favourite movie or TV show?
Well, Gallipoli and Supergirl.
Okay. Favourite band singer?
I will go Earls and Springsteen. We pretty much covered all this.
Yeah, it's funny. I should have just... Describe yourself in one word or meme or wanky positive affirmation. Have you got like a favourite positive affirmation you remember?
No, I remember when I lived in London, there was a thing on a train that said, Some people waste the rest of their lives in the pursuit. Some people waste the rest of their lives in pursuit of a dream or something. I don't know, some bullshit like that. But I just thought, don't waste your life in that. Well, I can't remember the saying now, but no. If one word to sum me up, Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Weapon of choice in the zombie apocalypse.
A Winchester.
All right.
What was that movie where? Simon Pegg film? Wasn't that where they...
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It wasn't the Winchester behind the bar.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that seems to be the thing that got him. Yeah.
Best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Well, I was younger, very young. My dad said to me, son, never shake hands like a limp dick.
Nice. I like that. Mm. Yeah, because that's gone.
Yeah. Shaking hands, it's all fist pumps and all sorts of things now, isn't it? And,
I was on Carnival Legend the other day and the Mexican comedy manager, girl, I remember her name, Christina, fucking good handshake.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, I just.
And he just went good on you.
Total respect straight away. She just fucking, and every time it's exactly the same weight.
Oh, good.
Like fucking bang, like fucking whoa.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get people now, you think, what?
Because I always tell my son to do it, but I don't think he's really... getting it. I think he's at that age. He's like, fuck off, Dad. We're not. We hug and high five and fist bump. It's like, no, you got to have a good answer.
Well, I went out. I did see one of my son's basketball games the other week, and the other team, biggest bunch of fucking wankers. Right? They're all young, you know, mid teens. But handshakes, even when the ball wasn't there, they're flipping side flips and behind the backs and moves and they're white for a start. Like, you know, they just didn't look fucking good.
I hate a bad. Yeah. Kids team. Well, I coached soccer years ago, and we got
the
flogged by 18-0 in the days where you didn't score. But I counted as 18-0, but these kids were just fucking terrorising our kids and just being arrogant about it. And their parents were fucking tools. I went up to the coach, mate. You guys are a bunch of arseholes. Should be ashamed. Why? I says, mate, we just got flogged 18-0. How about some, you know,
dignity and respect?
Just knocking kids out of the way to kick a goal. And
I saw that with my daughter's team. I almost got I'm not good. I'm not one of these good dads that go out and watch stuff because I'm fair. You think they're just kids. They just let them just muck around and play. And when my daughter's playing soccer, the other coach must have rugby league background, he said, but he put his goalkeeper down into the forward. So with soccer, it's like, mate, just put your goalkeeper in the goal square, yeah. right? Defend. Don't attack with your goalkeeper. So he's got him down there. And I've gone, mate, what are you doing? And he looked at me, he goes, mate, the kids can just kick it over his head if they want to get a goal. I said, they're eight. What kid's going to kick it 100 metres in a wet, soggy ball down a pitch, you fucking moron? Oh, hey, there are some fuckwit parents out there,
isn't there? Oh, yeah, I hate them. Yeah. I was talking to Simon Kenny on the last fucking podcast. Fuck, there's some dickheads out there.
Mm.
Fucking moron.
You just assume everybody's normal, don't you?
Yeah.
But then you get on a train and then you look around and go, fuck, no.
No, you're all
fucked. This is where the world's going. So you're right, maybe there is a... Maybe at the end
we
of
need,
all this...
We need the zombie is, apocalypse and yeah. you need that Winchester.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd... would you, if there was a zombie apocalypse, would you be a follower? Would you be a leader? Or would you die in the first week?
I'd want to be like Zombieland. Did you see that film?
Yeah, it's great.
That was a good film.
I can watch that again and again and again.
Because that was just funny and different, especially with Bill Murray. And like, that was fucking great. I like that. It was a twist. I like seeing movies that you don't know anything about, and then you look at it and go, oh, thank God I didn't know anything about
that. Yeah,
no, that's a great movie. Some movies now you just go, no, I still haven't seen La La Land. And,
oh, fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And... well, I watched that Manchester by the Sea on the plane the other day.
Have you seen Dogs of War? Is it Dogs of War?
That's an old film, isn't it?
That's a new one.
No. Dogs of War, I thought it was an old film with Sean Penn.
No, it's pretty good. It was just Hollywood, but fun.
Yeah.
Made me laugh. I watched that on a plane the other day. Miles Teller's in it, and the fat guy that's in everything, the young guy, 21 Jump Street guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
And all the way through it, I thought, kept going, fuck, he's put on weight again. He's fucking huge. I'm like, you didn't gain this for this role, buddy.
He slimmed down for the Wolf Street, didn't he?
No, he's pretty big in that.
Fat in that?
He's twice the size as he is now.
Jeez.
Huge. Anyway, you got
like,
any gigs to...
Like him and Seth Rogen are like the same sort of...
They're all stoners.
Thing, aren't they? Yeah.
They're all stoners. Yeah. You got any gigs to plug as we wrap this up?
Yeah, man. Actually, I'm going to Melbourne, but I don't think it's really part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival because I'm not a festival comedian.
What is a festival comedian?
It's someone who likes to not make money.
We're in that time of the year where everyone's plugging their festival shows. I'm going to go watch it.
That's just like a podcast. They're plugging their festival shows to other comedians.
Yeah, I'm going to go and see some comedy festival shows.
I'm going to be down in Melbourne, man. And the thing I'm going to be involved in, though, was the Ashes. The Comedy Ashes,
McNevin
is going to run that. So it's an afternoon thing too, which is good.
That's good.
So that frees up the night to, I don't know, maybe go see a show. Maybe I should go see that Book of Mormon.
It's great. There, isn't it? It's very good. You know who I bought tickets to? Sydney Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Ian Bagg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's Canadian?
Yeah, he was...
mates with Dave.
Should
get him on your podcast.
Yeah, I will. Anyway, wrap things up. Yeah. Thanks for... whinging to get onto the podcast. Thanks for inviting me to your house. So I had to drive here.
Hang on, you drive to everybody else's. You drive to Kennedy's. Do people get? Where do you usually record these? At other people's houses?
Oh, when I do The Unhinged with Julie, we do it in her bookshop because she hasn't got a fucking car to fucking drive anywhere. But she just bought one, but now the brakes are fucked. But anyway.
She's got a motorbike, though.
Can you speak any languages?
Not really.
Can you swear in any languages?
There's a saying apparently which is close to Dutch, Lokonokani Batala on de Conquer, which I'm not sure if it's correct, but if I say it, some people go, what? Something about having a nice root on the kitchen table.
It sounds very percussive.
Is it? Lokonokani Batala on de Conquer. Something like that.
Mork.
It might not be it, but it's close. It
sounds very Swedish, Chef.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for coming. No, I came to you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Anyway.
Oh, thanks for coming.
You can go and see Darren or any Darren shows at the Sydney Comedy Club.
Yeah.
At Luna Park.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Just open. I'll just go to my own website if you're going to look up websites.
DarrenSanders.com.
Yeah, that's easy enough. Most of the gigs are listed there. And after Melbourne, I'll be doing that Bird's Basement too on a Monday. The 10th, I think it is. Monday, 10th of April. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Run by Bev Kelly.
Yeah.
Righto. See you later. Bye.